And so it is with the Spirit. He goes wherever He wants to go. He blows wherever He wants to blow. He sovereignly does whatever He wants to do in whatever life He wants to do it in. And in the end, He gets all the glory. I mean, He gets all the glory. Let me have you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I can illustrate this for you. I think if you're dealing with someone who doesn't like the doctrine of election, if you're dealing with someone who doesn't like the doctrine of predestination, if you're dealing with someone who is what is known as Pelagian or Arminian from Arminius, who denied this doctrine, if you're dealing with those people, here's a passage that really stops them cold in their tracks. Verse 26, 1 Corinthians 1, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble." Just take a look at the congregation, all right? You're sitting there in the church in Corinth. Look around. Look around. See the ones who've been called effectually into salvation. How many of the world's wise are there? How many of the world's mighty are there? How many of the nobles are there? How much royal blood is there in your church? Verse 27, "But God has chosen the foolish of the world to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised. God has chosen the things that are not, that He might nullify the things that are, in order that no man should," what? "Boast before God." I'm telling you what, folks. Arminians are up a creek without a paddle in this passage. This says God wanted to be glorified. God wanted to receive all the glory. No person who is saved could ever boast about his own salvation. And it served God's glory best for Him to choose the foolish and the weak and the base and the despised and the nothings and the nobodies. Now listen, if the weak and the foolish chose God, this passage doesn't make any sense. If the weak and the foolish chose God, then who gets the credit?